Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. If you want to have a great cruise, be sure to do your research and plan ahead. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is December 11th, 2013. We're on day three of our travel article, Anchors Away. You can find it on pages 18 through 20 in your Advanced magazine. And our former editor, Naomi Beeshavel, she went on a cruise heading back to Canada. She decided instead of jumping on a plane, she was going to take a nice relaxing trip. And what she did is she flew from Taipei to Japan and got on board a ship there and sailed across the Pacific Ocean. And along the way, they stopped in several places. And it's quite an adventure she had. And what she has done is compiled some notes to help provide some tips that will make your cruise more enjoyable. Back for day three are my two panelists, Josh Mooney and Joanna Wirtz. Hi, panelists.
Hi.
Yeah, great to have you back for day three. And before we get into day three, let me get a thought from each one of you on day two.
Well, it was a fun phrase we said in line 16, the idiom, to take the plunge. And literally, when you plunge something, it means to immerse it into water. And here it just means thinking about something for a long time and then finally doing it. And maybe you are considering going to grad school or finding a new job or getting married, and we'd say you're ready to take the plunge.
Okay. Are you ready to take the plunge?
Well, it depends on what plunge I'm taking.
Yeah. How about grad school?
Done it.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll think of something else. But anyways, I'm going to stop there. Actually, when you say take the plunge, I've been wondering if our studio classroom teacher, Steve Marth, will ever take the plunge.
Ooh. Why don't you write in and let us know if you think that'll ever happen.
Listeners. That would be a good question maybe for our Facebook page. Will Steve Marth ever take the plunge? Do you think?
I wonder sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Give me something from yesterday, Joanna.
Well, yesterday was all about excursions and different ways to enjoy your time at your different ports of call. And I have to say I have done my cruise experience both ways. I have spent some times doing excursions, and other times when we got into a port, I just got off the ship and hung out. And I have to say, there's something to be said for just spending a relaxing day wandering around, exploring, hanging out on the beach if it's somewhere tropical. Just don't feel the pressure to do an activity if that's not your speed. If you want to take a day and just chill, do it.
We actually didn't even get off the ship at one of the ports of call because we had discovered a lot of the things we like to do on board were so crowded when we were at sea. And the day that we stayed on, everyone else got off.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Cozumel. And we had the pools to ourselves. We had the activity centers to ourselves. The ship was completely empty except for the Mooney family and the Yao family.
Okay. Hey, that's a great idea. Stay on board maybe while the ship clears out.
Yeah.
And I also like what Joanna said is don't plan something. Just go ashore and then just kind of walk around and get a feel for things. Go have lunch somewhere in a nice cafe and just maybe go to a marketplace and enjoy being in the culture.
Yeah. You do get that tourist culture because it's a cruise port.
Mm-hmm.
But You can manage your own time. If nothing really looks good to you or you're on a tight budget, don't think that you'll miss out. Just play it by ear.
Yeah. All right. One of the things that we did not cover yesterday on page 19 is we do have a sidebar of useful maritime terms. And let's just go quickly through them. And Naomi has listed them there.
Yes. The bow is the front part of the ship. You don't call it bow, you call it the bow. And the bridge is the raised area of a ship where the controls are.
Okay.
We have the crow's nest, which is a small closed space near the top of a ship's mast, from which a person can see in all directions. A crow is a kind of bird, so that makes sense.
Okay.
Is that where Leo DiCaprio was standing in Titanic, the crow's nest?
Well, no. The guy who, like, just saw the iceberg at the last moment, that he was up in the crow's nest. He was up there with binoculars looking out, supposed to, like, guide the ship. And then at the last moment, the guy up in the crow's nest is like, oops,
iceberg.
All right, gangway. Is a large board or walkway put between the boat or ship. That's how we get off. So when it lands, you can walk across the gangway. Next.
A knot, a measure of the speed of ships, aircraft, or movements of water and air. So that's how fast they will tell you you are traveling, a certain number of knots.
What about the next two, Joanna?
Port and starboard. Port is the left side of a ship or aircraft, and starboard is the right side.
Though for some reason on the Disney cruise, we called it port and aft, mm-hmm. A-F-T.
Yeah, don't know why they would use two different terms. Right. We had the bow of the ship is the front part. Now the stern.
The stern is the back part of the ship. Okay. And then finally, one I learned just last August, to tender. And this is a small boat used for transporting people between the cruise ship and the water. And it usually has to do with maritime law, that they're not legally allowed to pull the ship all the way up to the dock, mm-hmm. that they have to anchor off the coast a little bit and then get on a smaller ship that they hire and take literally, for us, it was a 5-minute boat ride or a tender on to shore.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that's also maybe because it's easier to just navigate this smaller boat in certain places. So, okay, let's do this. Turn to page 20 and we will have our final day of this article. We'll split our reading up into two sections, the left and right column.
Life on a cruise ship. So, what about the days at sea? Most cruises schedule port days in such a way that there aren't that many consecutive days on the ocean. In my case, however, we had 6 days in a row at sea. I anticipated hours of listlessly staring out at the wide blue ocean. As it turns out, I simply didn't have time to get bored. There is something for everyone to do while floating on the waves. Places to spend time. A cruise ship is essentially a small village, which means it has everything a town has. Want to read a new book? Visit the library. Fancy a latte? Stop by the cafe. Interested in the latest blockbuster? Check out what's playing at the theater. Feeling competitive? Head up to the basketball or tennis court. And of course, don't forget to stroll around the promenade deck. My sea days usually started with a casual buffet breakfast. Then I'd go exercise in the fitness room, which had the best view available, second only to the bridge. One day, I spotted a pod of humpback whales from the treadmill. Then I'd go for a dip in the pool or do some reading. After lunch, I'd take part in one of the many activities. And following the delectable dinners, I usually enjoyed some live music.
Yesterday, we finished Naomi's narrative of some of the excursions that she had in various places in Japan and Alaska. She was talking about all sorts of different things, snorkeling being one of them, hiking through a forest, and some other things that you can do. Now she's talking about life on a cruise ship during those times when you're not at port, but when you are at sea.
That's right. And on the ship that she was on, remember, it was a repositioning cruise. So you can look at the map on the top of page 19. They went from Japan to Alaska without stopping.
Yeah.
That is a lot of time, what we say at sea, meaning without going to a port of call.
Right. Most, and I mentioned my cruises I was on, they just would travel overnight and they could go to the next island the next day. So it really wasn't a big issue. It was just maybe overnight we were at sea.
I think I had 2 full days at sea in my Caribbean cruise last August. We were 8 days total, and I think 2 of them, there were no stops. You were on. You were moving the whole time. And I think Naomi might have had more like 5 or 6.
Well, we actually find out that she did have a very long stretch of time on this trip when they were at sea, right, Joanna?
Well, they had 6 days in a row at sea, and she anticipated hours of listlessly staring out at the wide blue ocean.
Sure, when you look at the itinerary and it says at sea, at sea, at sea, at sea, you'd be like, oh my goodness,
that
what am I going to do?
Miserable.
Ah! Right? You're just thinking, I'm going to go crazy just staring out at this blue ocean.
Well, think, how would you feel if someone told you you couldn't leave your hotel room for 6 days or your hotel for 6 days?
Yeah.
It better be a pretty good hotel.
Well, it is a good hotel. Now, but ahead of time, though, she anticipated hours of listlessly staring at the wide blue ocean.
Yeah.
Just means no energy, lethargic, sleepy, not enthusiastic, don't have any will to do anything.
A zombie. But as it turns out,
that wasn't the case. She says in line 6, she simply didn't have time to get bored. There was so much to do while floating on the waves.
Yes, and like you were talking about, Josh, the days at sea that you had in the Caribbean, you weren't bored, were you?
No, not at all. We had so many things to do, movies, music, games, activities, swimming pools, an endless array of things to do, but the entire ship was packed. I didn't mention our ship had 4,000 people on it.
4,000 people.
And when you were at sea, it was everybody.
Yeah, it's crowded. Yeah. And it's eating. And there's more eating. And there's always eating.
We haven't talked about that.
We haven't talked.
Restaurants are always open.
Yeah.
24 hours a day, you can get food on a cruise.
Did you gain weight?
A few pounds, sure. Yeah. We ate really well.
Did you gain weight?
I don't know. Back in those days, I was a teen. I didn't gain anything.
Just
when you're a teenager, you just eat what you want and nothing happens.
You burn the calories right off.
Oh, so. Yeah.
I just know the cruises I was on, it was just like the nonstop eating. It was just eating. I mean, yeah, there would be a couple of hours in between. I ate so much on these cruises, and it was just insane.
And I think there are people that go on cruises just to eat.
Yeah.
There are some very passionate eaters
on
these cruises.
So that's one thing I must warn our readers about. If you do go on these cruises, you need some discipline when it comes to eating, or you will you can really gain some weight on these cruises because it's just constantly there in front of you.
It's good food, too. It's not nasty food or food that you would be like, no, this doesn't look good or taste good. I'm not going to have anything to eat. No, this is delicious. You are getting your money's worth.
And it's all different.
It is. We had 6 different restaurants on the cruise I was on, and you ate at a different one every night.
Mm-hmm. Now, Naomi goes on here in this next section talking about being on the ship, being at sea, and places to spend your time.
Well, it has everything a small town has, like a library, a coffee shop, like a movie theater. All these things that you would normally do to spend a day or an afternoon in your town, you can do on the ship.
She says one interesting thing here. Fancy a latte? It's a question. And in this case, normally fancy means something very stylish or like jewelry. We might say fancy. But in this case, fancy is actually being used as a question. Would you like a latte? So that's why that term is there, fancy a latte. Then she talks about seeing the latest blockbuster.
Yes, a blockbuster is a movie that everyone wants to see. It's a hot new release. And these theaters on most cruise ships are playing the latest films.
Yeah, the latest ones.
Yeah,
right.
I was on the Disney ship, and we were on there for the premiere of Planes. The night it came out in theaters in Asia and America, we were seeing it on the ship.
Now, the Disney ships only show Disney movies?
Yes.
Really?
Only Disney movies.
I was just asking that question out of fun, but it's the truth.
Well, they have a lot to choose from. They had action. They had, you know, Lone Ranger and lots of – it wasn't just kids' movies.
Okay. All right. So that's talking about movies, but what if you're feeling competitive?
Well, if you're feeling competitive, head up to the basketball or tennis court and you can play some sports.
All right. And, of course
– Well, you can also stroll the promenade deck. And that's the part of the ship where you get the best view of the sea.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, she goes on to say that her sea days usually started with a casual buffet breakfast. For me, it was the Big Eat. Mm. Of course, every time was the Big Eat. But for her, it was a casual buffet breakfast. Then she would do what?
Well, then she'd go exercise in the fitness room, which had the best view available, second only to the bridge. That sounds like my ideal morning.
We did a decent amount of exercising. My wife, Jean, and I would hit the fitness center, and she'd be on the treadmill next to me. And I was pretty surprised, Bill. I mentioned 4,000 people on the ship. Most days in the gym, there were less than 10.
Funny you would say that, because I also found the gym not very crowded, and which was great. I loved it because, I would be on the treadmill or doing some stuff there. There weren't many people, so I had, you know, access to everything. What I loved about this gym on both ships that I was on, it was right at the front of the ship, and it was like on a deck. It was looking out over the very front of the ship so we could just watch the ocean as we were like on the bicycle or on the treadmill. So you didn't even think that you were working out. It was enjoyable. So, but you're right. Not many people were working out.
I was shocked.
Yeah. And while she was talking about this being in the fitness room and having a great view, she spotted what, Joanna?
She spotted a pod of humpback whales from the treadmill. What a view. Yeah. A pod is just the collective noun for a group of whales.
Yeah. All right. After the gym, she'd do what?
Well, she'd go for a dip in the pool. And when you take a dip, it just means you're going to go swimming. Kind of a fun phrase. It means you're going to go jump in a pool.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a pretty decent morning to me. I think I could do that on a daily basis.
Pretty good life.
After lunch, then, she does what? Or she did what?
Well, she take part in activities. And these cruise ships do a really great job of organizing fun activities for all different ages and stages and interests, from bingo to dancing to cooking classes to, talent shows, all sorts of things to do at all different hours of the day.
Yeah, that is great. There's more than you can participate in.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And if anything, what you might find is you might be torn between two choices. They might have something that you're interested in at the same time or close to the same time. You're like, oh, I want to do both, but I can't. So you have to pick one. And then she goes on to finish this section by saying, and following what kind of dinners?
A delectable dinner. Delectable means looking or tasting extremely good and bringing great pleasure. So a delicious dinner. And Bill, they are delicious.
Yeah, they are delicious.
Oh, yeah. Every meal is so delicious on a cruise.
Well, this is all part of the package because you go to dinner. Of course, all the food is part of the package. But you go to dinner and it's included. And they might have, for instance, for dinner, they usually have two sittings for dinner, like a 5 o'clock and a 7 o'clock sitting because, like Josh was saying, with 4,000 people on board, the dining rooms just aren't big enough to handle that many people at one time. So you usually will be assigned a certain time. They'll say, okay, you have to go at 5 o'clock or you have to go at 7 o'clock. And they're just amazing, these dinners.
Oh, they are. And you sit with the same people every time, even if you're moving restaurants. And the cool Disney cruise was you actually went with the same servers to each restaurant.
My cruise, too.
So you got to know them. And they got to know your likes and dislikes and that Andy was allergic to peanuts and that, Uncle Bob likes steak. And they would serve you throughout the whole week and you got to be friends.
And the service is fantastic on these ships. I also found when I was eating dinner, if I wanted a whole extra course, they just gave it to me. For instance, I can remember like eating lobster. I was like, oh man, this was so good. Can I have another one? Sure.
Absolutely. Yes. I can't decide between the chicken or fish. just bring me both.
Bring me both. That's right. I did that bring me both thing, too. Yeah. So that's like after a week, no wonder I was like 15 pounds heavier.
It's kind of hard to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because they won't do that at Chili's.
No. So after all of this eating, then Naomi would go and enjoy some live music. And there are several clubs and on each ship that do have live music and a variety, any type that you want to find as far as if you like a certain type of music, you should be able to find it there.
Now that I'm listening to all of Naomi's experiences and talking about them, I really, really want to go on another cruise.
Yeah.
When I went, I was 17 and 18 years old, and I just wasn't old enough to really enjoy everything that was going on the ship. And, you know, all those trivia nights, contests, we just weren't doing that. We were kids. And now that I'm an adult, man, I want to do all of this again.
Yeah, you can enjoy it from a whole different perspective now.
I think so.
Okay, let's wrap up our reading right now.
Fun, fun, fun. There's much, much more to try during a cruise. The crew offers passengers a schedule full of activities, from bingo to golf tournaments to trivia contests. There are religious services, lectures offered by special guests, and cooking classes. During my time aboard, I met the captain, sang with the band, and even participated in the talent show. My imitation of the captain was a hit. My first cruise was full of excitement and unique experiences. Much to my surprise, I suspect that it won't be my last.
Bill Quinn here with Joanna Wirtz and Josh Mooney. We are in our final section of Anchors Away, our travel article that Naomi has written to give you some helpful suggestions to plan the best cruise you possibly can. And our last section sounds like fun, fun, fun.
And if you know Naomi, it's no surprise, right? She is a fun-loving gal, and she had a lot of fun on this cruise because they offer so much for you to do. Every morning, they put a schedule in your room of that day's activities, and it is just jam-packed. It says from bingo to golf tournaments to trivia contests.
Right, and it is a matter. Your problem will be picking what to do and when to do it. And in addition to some of these fun activities, the bingo, the golf tournaments, there are also what else?
Well, there are religious services or lectures offered by special guests and cooking classes.
Okay. One of the things as I was reading this, I thought about these lectures offered by special guests. And Joanna and Josh might be aware of this. Listeners, you may not be aware of it. If you have a special skill or ability, or if you've got something that you are an expert at, you actually can arrange with the cruise line, communicate with them. You might be able to go on board and get a free cruise, and you be the lecturer.
Hmm.
My dad, actually, this isn't quite like lecturing, but my dad can get free cruises because he has a degree in nursing. He's a professional nurse, licensed. So he can be a nurse on a cruise for the trip, and then, it's free cruise.
Free cruise. Mm-hmm. If you have a field that you are, a specialist in, it might be stamp collecting. It might be in being able to instruct people how to maybe play some easy chords on a guitar. You can teach a course on the guitar or on the cruise saying, okay, learn guitar for the week. Or you might be able to give a course, learn public speaking, all different things. Be a creative writer. If you have got a talent and knowledge and ability to teach people, you can actually go on these cruises for free just by giving these lectures.
We had a pretty cool special guest on my cruise in August, Bill. It was a renowned magician act, husband and wife from Las Vegas, who came on the ship with their family, and they did a couple of shows that were incredible.
Yeah.
My kids are still pretending to be these magicians around the house.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun.
All right, so that's a great example of you might be able to enjoy a cruise. So, and Naomi goes on to say that during her time aboard, she did meet the captain. She was lucky. Not everybody on ship gets to meet the captain.
No, the captain is a bit of a celebrity on the ship, right? He's walking around and shaking hands and has, you know, an entourage behind him. And he's the man.
At maybe one of the clubs, she sang with the band. I sang on a cruise also. I'm always singing. And then she even participated in what?
A talent show. It sounds like she did an imitation of the captain.
That's funny. That's
I wish I'd seen it.
Yeah. And Josh mentions, well, the captain is the top guy on the cruise ship. He is a celebrity. And then so here's Naomi imitating the captain. And so everybody got a real kick out of that.
And talent shows are fun. They are competitions. You might have had them in your high school or in your college. They give people a chance to show off a skill that maybe most people don't know they have. And so I think we all knew Naomi can sing. She's a great singer. Yeah. I didn't know she did impressions.
Yeah, once in a while she'll do. Yeah, she'll pull it out. Yeah, do an impression.
Especially if people are really distinctive, have a distinctive style, she can do it. And she's also fantastic at accents.
Oh, wow.
If the captain had any sort of accent, she can nail it.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite impression of hers? Do you remember any?
She did a very good Winnie impression.
Oh, she imitated Winnie. Winnie, I
love you, Winnie.
Oh.
I love you, Naomi.
All right. Well, Naomi always did a lot of accents. You're right. That's why I loved using her on our features, because she had a wide range of accents. How does she finish this article?
Well, she says her first cruise was full of excitement and unique experiences, and much to her surprise, she suspects it won't be her last.
Well, it's only appropriate that we finish our program by hearing from Naomi. She's going to tell you how to contact us on Facebook.
A quick and easy way to connect with the Advanced team is by visiting the Studio Classroom page on Facebook. Each day there are new posts for Let's Talk in English, Studio Classroom, and Advanced. It's great to see all the comments that our friends post. And the Advanced team checks the page several times a day. We often leave comments, too. So join the crowd, and we'll see you soon on the Studio Classroom Facebook page.
Oh, there is one more thing before we sign off, and we're going to hear from Josh.
Yes, I want to say happy birthday to my wife, Jean. Hope she's having a great day.
That's great. All right. Happy birthday, Jean, and thank you, listeners, for joining us here for this really great article written by Naomi, Anchors Away. Come on back next time. Till then, this is Bill,
Joanna,
and Josh
saying bon voyage.
Goodbye.
Bye.